问一句话。
I'd like to ask a question first.
结婚好不好？
Is it good to be married?
你想结婚吗？
Do you want to get married?
结婚好不好？
Do you think marriage is good?
来，我们先看一节圣经，再回答哈。
Let's read a Bible verse first before we answer this question.
哥林多前书第七章。
First Corinthians chapter 7.
先读第一节。
Let's read verse 1 first.
哥林多前书七章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1.
啊，你来念啊。
Verse 1. Now for the matter you wrote about, it is good for a man not to marry.
啊，再读二十六节。
And then read verse 26.Verse 26, because of the present crisis, I think that it is good for you to remain as you are.
Verse 7.
Verse 27, are you married? Do not seek a divorce. Are you unmarried? Do not look for a wife.
28.
Verse 28, but if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. But those who marry will face many troubles in this life, and I want to spare you this.
29.
Verse 29. What I mean, brothers, is that the time is short. For from now on, those who have wives should live as if they had none.
38.
And then verse 38. So then he who marries the virgin does right, but he who does not marry her does even better.
结婚好不好？
Therefore, is marriage good?
啊，结婚好不好？
Is marriage good?
笑笑是好还是不好？
If you're smiling, does that mean you think it's good or bad?
啊？
What's the answer?
结婚好不好？啊，姐妹，结婚好不好？
Sister, is marriage good?
啊、
结婚是好，但是不结婚更好。
结婚好，不结婚更好。好。
It's marriage is good, but if you don't marry, it's even better.
好，再看一节圣经哈。
Let's read another verse.
啊，传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
第四章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第四章第九节。
Chapter 4, verse
9. 来，请念。
Verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good return of their work.
读，一直读，读到十二节。
Verse 10, if one falls down, his friend can help him up, but pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up.Verse 11, also if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Verse 12, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strings is not quickly broken.
来，再看创世纪第二章。
Let's now turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
好，请念二章十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him."
结婚好不好？
So is marriage good?
弟兄好不好？
Brothers, is marriage good?
一个人好还是两个人好？
Is it better to be alone or better to have someone?
啊，不要看别人，自己想好不好？
是两个
啊，好啊，弟兄点头了，姐妹呢
？Brother nod their heads.
姐妹结婚好不好
？Is marriage good, sisters?
没有想过这个问题吗
？Have you never thought about this?
今天开始可以想了哈。
You can start thinking about this today.
看是结婚好还是结婚不好
？Think whether it's good to be married or not.
其实啊。二章十八节是婚姻道理的第一句。 整本圣经的第一句就是这一句啊。
Actually, chapter 2, verse 18 is the first verse about marriage in the Bible.
神说，那人独居不好。
God said it's not good for the man to be alone.
那人就是男人。
That man means man.
男人独居不好。
It's not good for man to live alone.
所以神特别为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Therefore, God specially made a helper to help him.
那男人独居不好，难道女人独居就好吗？
If it's not good for man to live alone, is it good for a woman to live alone?
啊，姐妹啊，如果你碰到蟑螂怎么办？
Sister, if you saw a cockroach, what would you do?
蟑螂跳到你的身上啊。
If this cockroach jump onto you.
哇，很可怕哈。
It's very scary.
一个人啊，走暗路。
If you walk in the dark alone.
很可怕吗？
Isn't it scary?
所以男人独居不好，女人独居也不好。
Therefore, it's not good for man to live alone. It's also not good for woman to live alone.
因为两个都不好。
Because it's bad for both sides.
所以神才设立婚姻。
This is why God established marriage.
啊，所以婚姻就是好。
Therefore, marriage is good.
哎，中国人造字很有意思哦。这个好啊，你们读英文的不晓得认识不认识这个中文哈？好。
The Chinese character is very interesting. For example, the word good.
好是一个女孩子加上一个男孩子，这个叫做好。
The character good is one side is a woman and the other side is a man. And combined together is the word
单单一个女不是好。
Just the woman alone is not good.
单单一个儿子男的也不是好。
And just the son, the man alone is not good.
就是这个女的再加上这个好男的就是好。
But a woman plus a man consists of the character good.
啊，所以我个人哈，啊，我个人认为结婚是好。
Therefore, personally, I think marriage is good.
中国人说是百年的好事。
And Chinese, there's a saying that this marriage is a good event for 100 years.
那问题就是说，因为有的人结婚以后失败了。
But the problem is some marriage failed.
所以说有些人就感觉不好。
Therefore, some people feel marriage is not good.
其实不是婚姻本身不好。
And the truth is, it's not marriage itself that's not good.
是因为结了婚的人，那两个人相处不好。
It's the two people in the marriage, they did not get along with each other.
所以啊，就演出很多不好的事来。
And therefore, from there, many bad things happen.
比如说你看到爸爸妈妈婚姻不好。
For example, if you see your father and your mom, their marriage is not very good.
你就会觉得啊，结婚很不好。
Then you will feel marriage is not good.
你看到爸爸在虐待妈妈。
If you see your father torture or abuse your mother.
你会说啊，不结婚更好。
Then you will feel it's better to be alone and not married.
可是有一天你看到一对很好的夫妻。
But if one day you see a couple who are very nice to each other,
他们这样相亲相爱,
and they love one another,
彼此帮助,
and they help each other,
彼此扶持,
and they support each other,
你又会觉得说, 哎, 结婚很好,
then you will feel marriage is really good.
所以婚姻本身是好,
but marriage itself is good.
那就要看你结婚以后怎么样彼此去相对待。
So it all depends how you treat each other after marriage.
那这个不但影响你们两个，也影响后代。
And this not only affects you, also affects the generations to come.
啊，所以啊，啊，我们这一节课哈，希望透过圣经来告诉我们正确的婚姻观啊。
Therefore, in this lesson, I hope I can teach you the correct concept in marriage through the teachings in the Bible.
嗯，有一些弟兄姊妹看起来长得很高。
Some brothers and sisters, they are very tall.
看起来蛮成熟的。
And they look mature.
可是对婚姻呢，一窍不通。
But they know nothing about marriage.
他好像懂很多。
They appear as if they understand a lot.
其实啊，很多不懂。
But in actuality, they don't know many things.
我们在台湾呢，有一个高中女生哈，高中的女生。
There's a girl in high school in Taiwan.
她每一次去学校上课啊，都要坐火车。
Every time she has to take the train to school.
那她习惯在火车上看书。
And she had a habit of reading on the train.
因为要考试了。
Because she's about to have
exam. 那一天呢、啊，刚好坐在一个男生的旁边。
And that day she was sitting by a boy.
那是一个男士哈、啊。
It's a man.
结婚的男生，男士。
Married man.
那看看看看，睡着了。
And she was reading, she was studying, and she fell asleep.
啊，睡着以后、啊、就无意，就不小心呢、啊，也不是有意的，就头啊就靠在那个男生的肩膀上。
And after she fell asleep, she did not do this intentionally, but accidentally her head leaned on this married man's shoulder.
这样，火车一路走到学校附近的车站呢、啊，靠靠靠，哎，才醒过来。
And this, until the train got close to her school, then she woke up.
然后，她把这件事放在心里。
And she actually took this into heart.
她很担心。
And she was very worried.
有一天呢、啊，参加学生灵恩会。
And one day she attended the student spiritual convocation.
她是写了一张问答啊，质问的条子哈、啊，放在投在那个箱子里面。
And she wrote a note with her questions and put it in the Q&A box.
然后这个传道人呢、啊、就要回答。
And the preacher has to answer her question.
就把这个纸条拿起来。
And so the preacher picked up the note.
就是这个高中女生写的哈、啊。
And this is written by this high school girl.
请问传道，我某一天就是刚刚发生的这个情形啊。我的头靠在男士的肩膀上很久，请问我会不会怀孕呢、啊、
？So she asked the preacher that one day I accidentally lean on this man's shoulder for a long time, will I get pregnant?
哎，大家都笑了。
And everyone laughed.
哎，可是也有些女生不敢笑。
But there are some sisters who did not dare to laugh.
说是啊，会不会怀孕呢、啊、
？They actually thought.Yeah, will we be pregnant?
我跟男生靠这么久。
I leaned on a man for such a long time.
你听起来很好笑，对不对？
You might think this is very funny.
但是有些人根本就是不懂。
But some people, they don't understand.
尤其我们真耶稣教会的女生啊，特别可爱。
Especially the sisters in True Jesus Church, because they're more innocent.
该懂的都不懂。
They do not understand what should be understood.
所以有时候会闹笑话。
So sometimes people would think they're funny.
有时候啊，会糊里糊涂犯罪。
And sometimes they would commit sin without knowing.
所以现在啊，在台湾的这个学生灵恩会啊，都要婚姻指导。
Therefore, now in Taiwan, every SSC they give a topic about marriage.
这个是高中女生哦。
These are high school girls.
嗨，我现在在讲一个啊，一个社会。已经出社会了，在工作的女生。
And now I give you an example. A sister, she's working already.
好了，今天结婚典礼了啊，她已经结婚了。
And today, and she's already married, and it was the wedding ceremony.
结婚的第一天。
And the first day after marriage.
她高高兴兴结婚了。
She was very joyful. She got married.
然后吃了饭，大家回去了。
And they ate and they went home.
这一对新人呢、啊，就回家了。
And this newlywed couple went home.
到了半夜的时候。
And when it's midnight.
哇、哦，这个男生啊，这个弟兄啊，跑到教会来。
And this brother ran to church.
那一次的婚礼是我主持的哦。
Because I conducted that wedding ceremony.
那个弟兄说：“传道啊，救命啊，救命啊！”
And this brother ran to me and said, "Preacher, save me."
我说：“救什么命啊？”
So why do you need me to save you?
帮帮忙啦！我那个太太哦，不跟我睡觉哎。
So please help me, my wife will not sleep with me.
我说为什么
？I asked him why.
他说啊，跟男生睡觉换奸淫呐、啊，不可以。
She said if I sleep with a man, then I commit sexual immorality.
我说是他讲的吗
？And I asked his brother, did she say that?
他说是啊，叫我睡客厅呐、啊，不能到里面去啊。
The brother answered, yes, she told me to sleep in the living room. She can.She would not allow me to go into the bedroom.
我说好好好，慢慢来哈。
I said, okay, don't worry, we'll take this.
然后啊，我就带一位女执事，我们两个一起去他的家。
So I went over to his house with the deaconess.
然后女执事啊，就跟这个姐妹啊辅导。
So this deaconess talked to this sister.
我就跟这个弟兄辅导。
And I talked to this brother.
搞了一两个小时以后。
And after 1 or 2 hours.
这个姐妹终于啊，有一点点了解。
This sister finally started to understand.
因为她受的宗教教育就是说，跟男生亲近就是犯奸淫。
Because since little RE education, she had learned that if you're close to a man, then you commit sexual sin.
我跟弟兄讲啊，虽然今天是你的侗族啊，这个结婚的新婚的一夜哈，你就忍耐吧，哈。
So I told this brother, since this is your wedding night, please tolerate her.
等你的太太啊，甘心情愿的。
And when your wife is willing,
你再去享受夫妻之爱吧。
Then you can start enjoy the love between husband and wife.
这样经过了差不多将近一个月，这个太太才甘心情愿的跟她的先生犯奸淫了。
So after 1 month, then this wife finally is willing to commit adultery with her husband.
啊，现在也生了孩子了。
And now they have children.
哎，可笑吗？可笑哦。
I think this is funny. Yes, it is.
但是也不可笑啊。
But it's also not funny.
19岁了。
She's 19.
长得很高大。
And she's very tall.
各方面看起来都很成熟了。
And from every aspect, she seems very mature.
可是她竟然呢，把婚姻当作犯奸淫了。
But she actually treat marriage as adultery.
所以啊，我看到我们各位青年呢，都长得很高大了哈。
And I see all of you are all tall and grown.
但是啊，婚姻哈，还是有很多啊，你们是莫名其妙的。
But there are many aspects about marriage that you do not understand.
特别是圣经指导我们的婚姻观。
Especially the concept of marriage taught to us in the Bible.
大家一定要好好的学习。
We must learn carefully.
好好的了解。
And understand it.
将来啊，我们要走到这一步的时候，我们就有正确的判断。
So one day when we come to this point that we're about to get married, then we have the right concept and right judgment.
大概啊，教会就是基于这个原因，所以安排这个课程。
And this is maybe why the church scheduled this class.
那我要讲的哈，也许你们会说，哎呀，这个长老讲那个都很古板啊。
Maybe you think what I try to teach you is very old school.
现在是21世纪了。
It's the 21st century.
哪有真的那种婚姻？
There's no such marriage like that.
我讲的是圣经的婚姻观。
What I'm about to teach you is the concept of marriage in the Bible.
时代啊，不管怎么变，怎么新。
No matter how this world changes.
婚姻观呢，永远不改变。
Concept of marriage will never change.
所以大家一定要把正确的婚姻观学好。
Therefore, all must learn this correct concept regarding marriage.
然后才能过一个正常的婚姻生活。
Only after that we can have a normal marriage life.
所以婚姻的问题很轻松，却是严肃的。
Therefore, this topic regarding marriage, even though it's casual, it's also serious.
希望啊，各位就用这种心情来听啊这一堂课。
And I hope you can all listen to this lesson with a casual mind, but a serious mind as well.
我知道我准备太多了啊，准备的太多了。
I know I have prepared too much.
一定是讲不完啊。
I will not be able to finish this.
所以啊，我就留待下个礼拜的安息日继续讲。
So I will continue the class next Sabbath.
那我们今天呢，先从前面开始啊。
So we'll start from the beginning.
我这个题目是从交朋友到结婚。
The title is From Friendship to Marriage.
里面呢，一共是四大段。
There are 4 sections.
第一段谈交朋友。
The first session is about making friends, friendship.
第二段谈恋爱。
The second section is about being in love.
第三段呢，谈订婚。
Third session, engagement.
最后我们谈结婚。
Lastly, marriage.
这个要一步一步来啊。
We have to go step by step.
这样子，我相信呢，从我们交朋友开始啊，就有一个概念了。
Therefore, if after we learn this, then starting from friendship, we have a good concept.
好，现在我们先谈第一段啊，交朋友。
So now we start from the first section, friendship.
因为结婚之前呢，总要交朋友。
Because before marriage, you have to make friends.
怎么样去交朋友，这是很重要啊。
How do you make friends? This is very important.
首先呢，我们谈朋友非常宝贵。
First, we discuss that friends are very precious.
你看，主耶稣称我们做朋友。
You see, Lord calls us His friends.
耶稣说，你们就是我的朋友。
Jesus said, "You are my friend."
所以，什么叫做朋友？
So what are friends?
各位有没有想过什么叫做朋友？
Have you ever thought about this? What is friend?
中国人说朋友啊，有两个意义。
For Chinese tradition, there are two meanings to the word friendship.
第一个，同样一个老师就是朋友。
If you have the same teacher, then you are friends.
中国字叫做同师为朋，啊，同一个老师就是朋，就是朋友。
In Chinese idiom, it says if you have the same teacher, then you are automatically friends.
比如说你在学校同一个老师。
For example, in school, you have the same teacher with your classmates.
你们就是朋友。
Then you are friends with all your classmates.
你去学钢琴。
If you go take piano lessons.
你的老师跟我的老师同一个。
If you're the same piano teacher.
虽然我67岁了。
Even though I'm 67 years old,
你才18岁
You're only 18.
但是我们是同一个老师
But we have the same teacher.
我们就是朋友
Then we are friends.
啊，同师为朋啊。
If we have the same teacher, then we are friends.
再来呢，同道为友，就是志趣相同的就是朋友。
If you have the same interest, then you are friends.
比如说你很喜欢钓鱼。
For example, you like fishing.
他也喜欢钓鱼。
And he also likes fishing.
我们常常一起钓鱼。
Then we often go fishing together.
兴趣相同就是朋友。
We have the same hobbies, then we are friends.
你喜欢学听音乐。
You like to listen to music.
你喜欢看电影。
You like to watch movies.
我们常常一起看电影。
And we often go to the movies together.
兴趣相同。
We have the same interests.
就是友。
Then we are friends.
所以所谓朋友，就是同一个老师。或者是同一个兴趣。
Therefore, if you are friends, that means you either have the same teacher or you have the same interest.
所以啊，朋友不一定是同年龄。
Therefore, friends does not have to be in the same age group.
朋友不一定是同性，也不一定是异性啊。
Do not have to be the same sex or opposite sex.
很多男跟男的做朋友。
There are brothers making friends with brothers.
有些是男跟女的做朋友。
Or boy with girl.
因为刚好我的老师啊，我去学了学课的时候啊，学英文呐、补习的，男男女女很多、所以有男女朋友。
Or maybe when I went to some class when study maybe English class and there are some boys and girls in that class, so we have all different types of friends.
我去学这个拳击哈。
If I go learn boxing.
刚好通通是男生。
And happens that the whole class
所以我的朋友都是男生。
So all my friends are boys.
所以我们要一个观念，朋友不一定要男的跟女的。
So we have to have this concept, friendship is not between
男的男跟男的也是朋友啊。
If it's between male and male, it's
但是也不一定是同性啊。
It does not have to be within the same sex.
有时候是异性啊，不同性别啊。
It could be friendship between opposite sex as well.
这是朋友啊。
This is friendship.
真诚的朋友很难得哦。
True friends are rare.
我们现在交朋友啊，有的交很多。
Nowadays, a lot of us make a lot of friends.
但是实实在在要得到好朋友不简单。
But to find a true friend is very hard.
那圣经里面呢，有一对最好的朋友。
And the Bible records about two very good friends.
是谁知道吗？
Do you know who they are?
啊，有一对很好的朋友。
These two very good friends.
可以说是生死之交啊。
They are friends for life.
知道吗？
Do you know who?
哎，大卫跟约拿丹哦。
It's David and Johnson.
他们不是男女朋友。
They're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
可是两个人呢，好得不得了。
But they are so close.
好到是用生命来交往的。
Their friendship is based on their lives.
后来啊，约拿丹死了。
And later on, Jonathan passed away.
这个好朋友大卫啊，一直哭哦。
And his good friend David wept.
然后做一首哀歌。
And he wrote a psalm.
里面有一句啊，非常感动人的话。
There is one verse in there that's very touching.
就是我们这里写的《撒母耳记下》第一章二十六节。
In your notes, it's 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 26.
撒母耳记下第一章二十六节。
2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 26. 26. I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You were very dear to me. Your love for me was wonderful, more wonderful than that of woman.
从这一句话看来啊，约拿单是哥哥。
From this verse, it seems Jonathan is the older brother.
那大卫是弟弟。
And David is the younger brother.
约拿单呢，在战场上被杀死了。
Jonathan was killed on the battlefield.
这个老弟呀，大卫非常的伤心。
So this younger brother David grieved.
所以这一首哀歌里面说，哥哥约拿单呐，我为你悲伤啊。
Therefore, in this lamentation, he said, "My dear brother, I grieve for you."
我非常喜欢你。
You are very dear to me.
因为你向我发的爱情奇妙非常。
Because your love for me was wonderful.
过于妇女的爱情。
More wonderful than that of woman.
就是说，我们两个人的朋友之情啊，比男女的感情更好。
This means that our friendship is even better than the love between man and woman.
所以有些人读了这一段圣经以后说，哎呀，这个大卫跟约拿单哦，可能是同性恋哦。
Therefore, some people, after they read this verse, they feel David and Jonathan might be homosexual.
其实不是的。
It's not true.
是因为感情太好了。
It's because they are so close.
所以他比喻说胜过妇女的爱情。
And that's why David described it as more wonderful than that of woman.
真的哈，有的男跟男女跟你的交情啊，比男女的交情更纯真更好。
It is true, some friendship between the same sex are actually more pure than that of the opposite sex and are more wonderful.
所以朋友哈很多种。
Therefore, we have different kinds of friends.
有的人是点点头。
Some are very casual, just acquaintance.
比如说早上见面啊，早安。
For example, you meet each other in the morning, you greet each other and say good morning.
你好。
Hi.
今天天气很好。
The weather is good today.
太阳很多。
There's lots of sunshine.
就是点头之交。
These are casual friends and your acquaintance.
谈不上什么深交了
啊。Not you don't have a deep friendship.
有的人是在工作的时候交的朋友。
And some friends you meet at work.
一起在工作。
You work together.
工作的关系啊，认识了。
And your relationship are coworkers and you know each other through.
有些人呢是在玩的时候看到的。
And some friends you met while you're doing your leisure activities.
但是呢，有一种人是真的是患难之交。
And there are another type of friend that you share and you help each other in times of distress.
付出生命的交通。
You give your life to these friends.
那这种生命之交、患难之交，哈，要好好的去珍惜了。
And this kind of friend for life, then you have to treasure them.
因为这好像一朵非常美丽的花。
Because this is like a very beautiful flower.
需要大家用时间、用感情啊去培养。
Need to be maintained and treasured.
好，第二段呢，我们再谈谈这个朋友友谊怎么样去建立起来。
And the second part, we'd like to talk about how to establish a friendship.
第一个就是同心跟倾慕。
First point is unity and admiration.
我们记得要交朋友。
If we want to have friends,
两个人的心要相同。
We must have the same mind.
兴趣要相同。
Same interests.
而且对对方啊，要有一种爱慕。
We must admire each other.
一种尊敬。
And have respect.
我所以教他做朋友。
The reason why I chose this person to be my friend.
因为他的功课比我好。
Because she's better at me academically.
我很欣赏他的功课。
So I admire his academic achievements.
他琴弹得很好。
Maybe he plays piano well.
我很欣赏。
And I really admire.
有一种倾慕的心。才能够建立感情。
Because we have this sense of admiration, then we can establish friendship.
假如你看这个人呢，很会弹琴，我很嫉妒。
If you see that this person plays piano well and you become jealous,
那你绝对交不了朋友。
Then for sure you cannot be friends with this person.
他的功课比我好。
If this person is doing better than you academically,
我很嫉妒。
And I'm really jealous.
那这个交不了朋友。
Then you cannot be friend with him.
所以朋友应该是从内心呢仰慕这个人啊。
And therefore, to make friend, you must have this sense of admiration that comes from your heart.
然后啊，才能够慢慢的建立感情。
Then slowly you can build up this friendship.
啊，第二。
Secondly,
友谊的建立要给予跟承诺。
The establishment of friendship requires giving and promises.
如果单单要接受。
If you only want to receive,
这种友谊建立不起来。
You cannot establish a friendship.
你要交朋友就要给，要给他。
If you want to make friends, you must know how to give.
有所承诺。
You must give promises.
好像有人呢，一起去吃饭。
For example, some people go out together to have dinner.
每一次都他付钱。
And every time this other person pays.
今天付钱。
Today, this person pays.
明天也是他付钱。
Tomorrow is still this person.
每一次我跟他出去，你付钱呢、啊、
？Every time I go out with this person, I tell him you pay.
到了第三次、第四次，那个人不敢了。
I think until third or fourth time, that person would not dare to go out with me
again. 因为你都是接受，没有给予啊。
Because you always receive, you never give.
这个啊，久而久之就疏松。
This friendship.
那你看这个大卫跟约拿单呢、啊，这个朋友的感情建立起来。
And you see that as David and Jonathan established their friendship.
就是约拿单呢、啊、告诉大卫。
And it started when Jonathan told David.
如果我爸爸要杀你，我一定会告诉你。
Jonathan told David, "My father is to kill you. I will tell you."
不过将来呀、啊，你做王的时候。
But in the future, when you become king,
你不要忘记我。
Do not forget me.
你要照顾我的子孙。
You must take care of my offspring.
约拿单是有给，也有要求。
Jonathan gave to David, and he also requested.
那么大卫呢？他有受，也有回报。
And for David, after he received, he also repaid.
那这样的情谊啊，才能够建立起来啊。
And only by doing this, you can establish friendship.
假如你跟这个朋友，你一直付出、付出、付出，完全没有受到、没有感受到对方的情谊呀、啊。
If in a friendship you only give and give and give, and you never felt the feelings from the other person,
你会觉得很灰心呢、啊。
Do you feel discouraged?
所以啊，要给予，要承诺，这样的。友谊才能建立起来。
So we must have be given and have give promises, then we can establish.
所以啊，你要想想，你现在这个朋友啊，你是给的多还是接受多
？Therefore, we must ponder upon this. In this friendship, do we give more or do we receive more?
不一定要完全相等。
Even though it does not have to be equal.
但是不能完全接受。
But definitely, we cannot just receive.
否则的话，朋友建立不起来。
Otherwise, you cannot establish friendship.
啊，第三个就是要鼓励跟帮助。
Third point, you must have encouragement and help.
你看大卫跟约拿单呢、啊、
？Look at the example of David and Jonathan.
约拿单哈、哦、是王子哎。
Jonathan is the prince.
扫罗的儿子。
The son of Saul.
将来要接续王位的。
He was to become the king in the future.
那大卫啊，只不过是王的一个仆人。
And David was just a servant.
可是两个人为什么能够成为好朋友
？But how can they become a good friend?
就是约拿单呢、啊，曾经对大卫说
，It's only because Jonathan said to David before.
将来啊，你一定会做王。
One day you will become king.
他没有说我是王子，王一定是我。
He did not say I'm the prince, therefore I will be king in the future.
因为啊，他发现大卫这个人呢、啊，非常优秀。
Because he noticed that David was an outstanding person.
是当王的材料。
And he was a good material to be man.
所以约拿单反而鼓励大卫哦。
Therefore, Jonathan encouraged David.
我知道你一定会做王。
He said, "I knew you would be king one day."
真的有那么一天呢、啊？那么我就做宰相好了。
And if that day is to happen, then I will be your helper.
意思就是说，你第一把交椅，我就第二了。
This is to say, if you are the first in the first place, I will be second.
那这个鼓励对大卫啊帮助很大。
This encouragement was of great help to David.
后来啊，大卫真的当王了。
And in the end, David became king.
可惜啊，这个约拿单已经死了。
It's really pitiful that Jonathan already passed away.
不能当他的宰相。
He could not be his advisor.
怪不得啊，他作诗啊，作哀歌啊，一直悲伤。
And no wonder David wrote this lamentation and grieved.
还有，友谊要建立，就要志趣跟带导。
And also to establish friendship, you must have common interests and indecision.
你们彼此要培养一样的兴趣。
You must develop common interests.
你知道你这个朋友有什么兴趣。
You have to know what interests your friend has.
你就试着啊，跟他学学。
And you try to learn from your friend.
跟他适应。
And try to adjust.
这样你们的兴趣相同啊，才能够继续交往下去。
And then when you have the same interests, you can continue this friendship.
如果兴趣一直不同，
if you always have different interests,
这个朋友就很难继续交往下去了。
Then it's very hard to continue your friendship.
因为兴趣不同啊，观念就不同，思想就不同。
Because you have different interests, then you have different concepts and you think differently.
那走的路就不同。
And you walk different paths.
假如你这个朋友啊，就是喜欢吃面。喜欢吃面。
If your friend likes noodles,
你一定是喜欢吃饭。
And you only like rice.
那你永远不吃面。
You will never eat noodle.
他绝对不吃饭。
And he will never eat rice.
等到有一天呢、啊，这一家专门卖面怎么办
？If one day you go to a restaurant and they only have noodle, then what will you do?
那你要饿肚子吗
？Are you going to starve?
所以要培养看看。
So you have to try.
哎，面好吃吗？
And see if noodle is good.
哎，饭好吃吗
？Is rice good?
试试培养志趣啊。
And try and to have common interests.
还有，朋友就是要常常会祷告。
And also good friends, you have to pray together.
尤其我们教会的朋友哈，一定要建立在祷告。
Especially in church, our friendship should be built upon prayer.
你有困难，我会帮助你祷告。
If you encounter difficulties, I'll pray for you.
我们会一起祷告。
We'll pray together.
你看但以理跟三个朋友。
Look at Daniel's example, Daniel and his friend.
他们为什么这么好呢
？Why are they so close？
就是当他们遇到困难的时候，四个人呢、啊、一起跪下祷告。
Because when they face difficulties, the four of them will kneel down and pray together.
所以能够彼此代祷的人才是最好的朋友。
Therefore, those who can pray for one another are good, are best friends.
这是第一段啊，交朋友。
This is the first section, friendship.
好，我们谈第二段，谈恋爱。
And let's go to the second section, being in love.
谈恋爱啊，一定很好。
Being in love is definitely good.
什么叫恋爱
？What is being in love？
啊，什么叫恋爱
？What is being in love？
有没有谈过恋爱
？Have you been in love before？
啊，有的还太小，没有谈过哈。
Some of you are still too young. You have never experienced.
有的人谈过啊，也不晓得谈什么。
Some of you had been in love, but now you don't even know what happened.
现在啊，大家想想看，什么叫做恋爱？
Now, please think about what is being in love.
恋爱是什么
？What is being in love?
啊，有人说啊，我只能够做了，我不会讲。
Some say I can only fall in love. I cannot explain what it is.
我这里啊写个恋爱的意义，大家读读看啊，对不对
？I gave you a definition here. Please read it and let me know if it's right or not.
啊，一对男女。
A man and a woman.
因为一见钟情。
Through love at first sight,
或者是相处日久，慢慢的认识了。
Or through a period of time of knowing each other.
然后经过一段时间的交往。
And after a time of being together.
就慢慢的发现对方的优点，就被他吸引了。
And they find the good points of the other person, and they are mutually attracted.
然后渐渐的，彼此的感情呢，就进入一种很特殊。又微妙的感觉就是来电的了。
And gradually the relationship grows to possesses a special and wonderful feeling and means they have chemistry between them.
就是恋爱的开始。
And this is the beginning of love.
这样对不对
？Is this correct?
我这样写对不对？我是没有谈过恋爱哦。
Is this correct? I've never been in love before.
我是用猜的了。
I just guessed.
什么地方不对？你们建议一下。
If there's something wrong here, please give me your suggestion.
因为我太太是人家介绍的，就结婚了。
Because I was being introduced, and then we just got married.
我们是有见面啊。
We did meet.
很多婚姻都没有见面就结婚的。
There are many marriages that were just arranged and then never met one another.
像以撒跟利百加，根本就没有见面就结婚了。
Like Isaac and Rebecca.
哦，我们现在很多弟兄姊妹也是这样子哦。
There are many brothers and sisters now. They're doing the same.
啊，这个就是恋爱哈。啊
，is falling in love.
不管你赞成不赞成，我觉得恋爱大概是这样子的。
Whether you agree or not, this is my explanation.
所以第二条说，恋爱就是男女之间由相遇而认识，然后进入友情，进入恋情的一段过程。
So the second part is that being in love is a process between a man and woman, from knowing each other to friendship and being in love and have a relationship.
所以恋爱应该是一段过程。
Therefore, being in love is a process.
恋爱不是一点。
It's not just one point.
也不是一个地方。
It's not a place.
应该是一个过程。
It's a process.
所以这个过程啊，有长有短。
So this process could be long or short.
这个过程有的很顺利，有的不顺利。
Some processes are smooth and some are not.
这个过程有的有好结果，有的人结果很不好。
Some processes have good endings and some has bad ones.
啊，所以这个恋爱应该是这样子啊。
Therefore, being in love is probably like this.
那现在因为我们要谈恋爱，所以我们要说什么是爱。
Now, because we want to discuss this topic, being love, so we have to discuss what is love.
各位弟兄姊妹应该先认识什么是爱。然后才能够谈恋爱。
Brothers and sisters should understand love first before you can be in love.
因为如果你不认识爱啊，怎么去谈恋爱
？Because if you do not understand love, how can you be in love?
好，我们说爱是神圣的。
We say love is divine.
爱也是美好的。
Love is also good.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
没有爱就不认识神。
One who does not love does not know God.
所以爱应该是神给人最好又最大的礼物了。
Therefore, love is the greatest and best gift God has ever given man.
马太福音二十二章说，爱是最大的诫命。
In Matthew chapter 22 tells us God, love is the greatest commandment.
哥林多前书十二章三十一节说，爱是最妙的道理。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31 tells us love is the most excellent.
哥罗西书第三章说爱是联络全德的。
Colossians chapter 3 it says love is the perfect bond of unity.
就是爱就是最重要的。
Therefore love is the most important.
好，那么我们所说的爱有四种。
And the love we talk about there are four kinds.
现在大家要注意看哦，你要谈恋爱是谈哪一种爱，要搞清楚。
So now please pay attention. If you want to fall in love, what kind of love you should have?
我们常常说爱爱爱是什么爱呀、啊、
？We often say love, love, love. What is
mean
by love? What kind of love?
妈妈爱你也是爱哦。
Mother loves you is also love.
啊，爸爸爱妈妈也是爱、啊。
Your father loves your mother. That is also love.
啊，哥哥爱妹妹也是爱呀、啊。
And our older brother loves his younger sister. That is also a kind of love.
老师爱学生也是爱啊。
A teacher to love the student, that is also one kind of love.
所以如果你搞不懂什么是爱，你就不要谈恋爱。
Therefore, if you do not understand what is love, do not fall in love.
那么现在我们说啊，爱有四种。
And now we say there are four levels of love.
这个是高低不同。
And they are at different stages.
情况不同。
Different situations.
好，第一种爱。
The first kind of love.
这是最差劲的最不好的一种
This is the worst kind of love
就是欲爱
And this is lust
啊，这种欲爱就是性爱
This is fleshly desire
就是我要占有他
And it's very possessive
我只有爱他的肉体
I only love this person physically
我只要玩一玩就好了
I just want to play around
那是对低级的爱
This is the lowest level of love.
好像动物一样。
It's like the animals.
你有没有看到有一些夫妻哈、哦、结婚了
？Have you seen some couples after they got married?
天天吵架。
And they fight with each other every day.
先生把太太、啊、打。
And the husband would beat up the wife.
有的一拳过去、啊、太太就滚了。
And they punch the wife, and the wife would roll on the floor.
哦，然后说受内伤了。
And there might be some internal injuries.
常常打，常常骂。
And they often fight with each other, and they argue.
可是孩子一年生一个孩子。
But every year they have children.
很奇怪哈、哦。
I have a child. This is very weird.
打哦，骂哦，踢哦，孩子一年一个出来了。
They fight and they argue and they kick each other, but they still have children.
你说他有没有爱？
You say, do they have love?
有爱为什么会打太太？
If they have love, why would they?
你说没有爱，
be the wife?
没有爱怎么会生孩子？
Without love, why would they have children?
所以那种爱叫做欲爱，就是第一种。
That kind of love is lust, is first type of love.
这个叫什么？
Eros.
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 啊，所以我后面写易洛斯了，这一种爱哈、哦，很快就失掉了。
And this kind of love, eros, is from lust, and it fades quickly.
很快就没有了。
And it's gone quickly.
Eros, 很快就没有了。
Eros means fades quickly.
假如你谈恋爱是这种爱哈，我说不能谈恋爱，不可以。
If you fall in love and this is the kind of love you have, then I tell you you cannot fall in love.
绝对禁止谈恋爱。
I forbid you to.
因为你要谈的是这一种嘛。
Because the kind of love you want to have is lust.
那怎么可以谈恋爱呢？
Then how can you be in love?
啊，第二种。
The second type of love.
就是友爱。
It's friendship.
友爱就是有条件的。
And friendship comes with conditions.
就是说我爱你，你也爱我。
You love me and I also love you.
我爱你三分，那你也回报我三分。
And if I love you about 30%, you also repay me 30%.
一段时间就我增加到五分，你也回报五分。
After a while, it becomes 50%, and you also repay me 50%.
突然间呢，我爱你八分，你也爱我八分。
Suddenly, I love you 80%, and this friend has to love back.
我觉得很辛苦啊，我爱六分就好了。
And I feel this is too tiring, so I only want to love this friend 60%.
你也是六分啊。
And you only love me 60%.
我增加一分你就增加，我减少你也减少。
I increase my love to this friend, the friend also increase, and if I decrease,
为了要维持我们的爱情呐、
啊。So if I decrease, then the friend will decrease too.
我要拼命加，拼命加。
In order to sustain this friendship, I have to keep increase.
那你减的时候，啊，我也减了。
When the other party decreases the love in the friendship, and I
also do that. 所以这种爱啊，叫做什么？
So this kind of love is.
Filial 哈，很费力哦。
哎，
常费力哦，要常常去想你爱不爱你，多少爱我，费力哦，很费力哦。
Often have to think about how much does this friend love me.
是不是
？It's very tiring.
那这种爱呀、啊，你还要谈恋爱干什么
？And if this kind of love is the kind of love we talk about,
你要花很多精神、时间、金钱呐、
啊。Then why do you want to fall in love? You have to spend all these money, time, and effort.
第三种爱。
A third kind of love.
就是亲情的爱。
It's familial.
就是父母亲对儿女。
It's from parents to their children.
或者是小孩子对爸爸妈妈。
Or from the child to their parents.
或者是哥哥对姐姐，姐姐对妹妹，这种亲情的爱。
Or between brothers and sisters.
那么这种亲情的爱啊，是有限度的。
And this kind of familial love has a limit.
带有一种责任。
It has a sense of duty and responsibility. 啊，
比如说，爸爸中风了。
For example, your father had a stroke.
啊，我今年已经25岁了，女孩子啊。
And this girl thought, I'm already 25 this year.
本来我也想结婚的。
I was going to get married.
但是现在爸爸中风了，躺在床上。
But now my father had a stroke and he's lying on bed.
所以我就不敢结婚了。
Then I would not dare to enter a marriage.
因为爸爸对我的爱很大。
Because my father had loved me greatly.
我怎么可以结婚嫁出去呢？
Then how can I marry and leave this house?
所以为了要照顾这个生病的爸爸。
So in order to take care of this father in the sick.
我虽然应该结婚了。
Even though I should be married.
但是我不敢。
But I would not dare to do so.
我就留在家里照顾你。
So I would stay home to take care of the father.
非常辛苦。
This is very tiring.
但是还是要照顾你。
But I still have to take care of.
有时候弄到白天要工作，晚上要照顾。
Sometimes during daytime, the sister has to take care of the father, and at night, at daytime she has to work, and at nighttime she has to take care of the father.
谁叫他是我的爸爸
？Well, he's my father. There's nothing else I can do.
谁叫我是他的女儿呢
？I'm her daughter. This is my responsibility.
不得不爱呀。
So you have to love.
这种爱叫什么？
Storge
啊，活活的被他拖死了啊，死拖去呀、啊、，Storge。
Sometimes you in this kind of relationship, you give up so much, you feel like you have entered death.
这种人、啊、真的被他拖死的。
this kind of person, like your whole life is giving up because of them.
所以你有没有看有一些女孩子很漂亮哦，长得很好啊，就是被这个爸爸硬硬的拖死啊，拖去啊。
You see some,
很可怜。
You see some girls, they're very beautiful at their young age, but then there's family member that's ill, so they give their whole life.
好，第四种。
First, the fourth type.
这种爱很神圣啊。
This is a very divine type of love.
没有条件的。
It's unconditional.
好像主耶稣爱我们。
Just like Lord Jesus loves us.
我们很不好。
We are.
耶稣还是爱我。
We are wicked, but God still loves us.
为了救我，他钉十字架。
In order to save us, he was crucified on the cross.
我没有什么回报啊。
We cannot repay him.
可是主耶稣的爱一直的加添，一直的加添。
But the Lord continues to love us.
他不可爱，我还是爱他。
Even though this person is not lovable, God still loves us.
尽我的力量去照顾他，去付出。
And if a person is not lovable, we still love this person and try our best to give.
那这种爱叫什么？
Agape.
Agape, 爱加倍的，哇，这个爱最好了。
And this kind of love is called agape. It's like more love upon love.
主耶稣对我们的爱是加倍的哦，爱 agape 哦。
The love of God towards us is more and more
each day. 好像父母亲爱儿女也是这种爱。
Just like the parents love their child.
好了，那么现在要谈恋爱啊。
Now if you want to fall in love.
如果你要谈恋爱。
If you want to fall in love.
那你先搞清楚你是哪一种爱啊，先搞清楚。
You must understand what kind of love you want.
你宁愿为他付出吗
？Do you want to give？
你要去永远爱他吗
？Do you want to love this person forever？
你是哪一种爱
？What kind of love do you have？
才决定可不可谈恋爱的。
This is the determinant of whether you can enter a relationship of love。
我们真耶稣教会一向很严厉哦。
The True Jesus Church had been strict。
是不准谈恋爱的。
Do not allow you to be in love.
哎，我们以前呢，在年轻的时候啊，参加学生灵恩会啊。
When I was younger, I attended SSC.
这个青年男女不能讲话的，不可以讲话。
Sisters and the brothers are not allowed to talk to each other.
如果弟兄姊妹在会堂什么地方讲话，长老就是一看，马上分开哦，好像老鼠看到猫一样，赶快分开。
If brothers and sisters are talking somewhere in the chapel, the deacons or the preachers will separate them. It's like a mouse seeing a cat. You have to separate them immediately.
所以以前教会的弟兄姊妹不可以讲话呢。
So before in the church, brothers cannot talk to sisters, and sisters cannot talk to brothers.
说谈恋爱不可能啊，绝对不可能。
Therefore, it's impossible for them to date.
那么今天呢？今天呢
？And how about today?
我说不可以谈的恋爱。
If I say you cannot date, cannot fall in love,
你们可以接受吗
？Can you accept?
我如果说可以完全开放了
If I say okay, you can do whatever you want.
等一下，你们这边的负责人要骂我了。哦，陈长老，你什么时候可以公开的说可以谈恋爱啊
？And the church board is going to question me, Elder Chen, how can you say it in public that you is allowed to date?
所以我说可不可以谈恋爱，不是可不可的问题。
So the question of falling in love and dating, the question is not.
乃是要搞清楚你谈什么爱
But you must understand what kind of love you have in this
relationship. 然后我们才下判断可不可以的
Then we determine whether or not you can proceed.
好，我们先谈到这里哈，大家默祷
Pray in silence.
阿门啊，休息第二段。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue the second session.
啊，恋爱。
And we look at this.
现在看。第四啊，第四。
Being in love, look at point four.
恋爱可以吗？可以谈恋爱吗
？Can we fall in love?
啊，刚刚我说过哈，这个可不可以谈恋爱哈，不是可不可这个问题。
The question is not whether it's okay to fall in love or not.
乃是说你懂不懂什么是爱。
What's important is whether you understand what is love.
而且你谈的是什么哪一种爱
？And what kind of love do you have in a relationship?
如果你谈的爱是很低级的，不对的。
If the love you have in a relationship is of the lowest level and is not correct.
比如我们刚刚说的，只有第一种，你谈那一种爱，那就不可以的。
For example, the first type of love.Which is less, then it's not okay for you to fall in love.
所以我说这个谈恋爱可以吗？不是用可不可来回答。
So therefore, you ask me, is it okay to fall in love? Then The answer is neither yes or no.
因为我不能告诉说可以，我不能说可以。
Because I cannot tell you yes.
但是我也不能说不可以。
I also cannot say no.
因为这在乎你谈的爱的内涵是什么。
Because it depends on what kind of love do you have.
好，要回答这个问题，我们先看这个说明哈。
So in order to answer this question, let's look at the explanations.
第一，说恋爱不是乱爱。
Point one, love is not casual.
有的人呢、啊，根本不是在谈恋爱，是乱爱一通啊。
Some people they're not in love, they just love casually.
他、啊、就跟什么人都谈。
They love everyone.
他看到女孩子就爱了。
They see a girl, then they fall in love.
看到男孩子就喜欢了。
Or for a sister, they see a boy, they fall in
love. 他没有经过考虑，也没有经过选择。
They did not thought about it, and they.Did not choose. They just fall in love with everyone.
一个弟兄啊，在谈恋爱。
There's a brother. He said he fell in love.
想要谈恋爱。
Or he want to fall in love.
老师问他说：“你为什么爱那个女生呢？”
So the teacher asked this brother, "Why do you love this girl?"
你说这个男生怎么回答
？Guess how this brother answered.
他说：“我们两个哈、哦，去补习班补习呀、
啊。” We went to the same.After school studies.
那个女孩子刚好坐在我前面。
And that girl sat in front of me.
那上面有电风扇。
And there's a fan on the ceiling.
电风扇一打开啊，那女孩子那个头发很香啊，哦，一阵一阵的吹到我的鼻子来。
And when the fan started blowing, the scent from the hair of that girl was blown in front of me.
所以啊，我决心跟她谈恋爱啊。
And the scent smelled good, so I was determined to fall in love with her.
老师说，那你去买一个洗发精好了，你跟洗发精谈恋爱就好了。
So the teacher said, why don't you go buy a bottle of shampoo and fall in love with the shampoo?
如果有一天她换到洗发精了，那个味道你不喜欢，那怎么办？
If one day this girl changed the brand of shampoo she uses and you don't like the scent of it, what will you do?
很奇怪哈、哦，他是为了那个头发的飘香而要谈恋爱，要爱上她、哦、
Isn't this strange? He wants to fall in love with this girl because of the scent of the hair.
这个就是乱爱了。
This is casual.
不是恋爱，恋是恋慕，乱是随便，太乱了。
This is not falling in love. Falling in love is serious. You don't do this casually.
这个士师记十四章十六章记载一个人物叫参孙。
In Judges chapter 14 and 16 records a story about Samson.
参孙这个人啊，根本不会谈恋爱。
Samson, he did not know how to fall in love.
他是乱爱一通。
He loved casually.
十四章记载他爱非利士女孩子。
In chapter 14 records that he was in love with the woman, the Philistine woman. 16章
记载他爱妓女，连妓女都好。
And in chapter 16 records that he even loves the prostitutes.
后来啊，还爱上一个叫大力拉。
And later on, he fell in love with a woman.
结果参孙呢，就失败在这个大力拉的手上了。
And he fell in love with a woman named Dalilah, and he actually failed.
所以这个女孩子的名字很有意思啊，大力拉，拉把她拉到阴间去了。
In Chinese, the name of this woman actually sounds the same as pulling with strings and pulled him to.
这种乱爱的人哈。
And this kind of person who loves casually.
他是我爱人人啊，人人爱我。
I love everyone, everyone loves me.
我们知道、哦、这个谈恋爱啊，不是随随便便的。
We know that to fall in love, we cannot be casual.
你不能说看到一个就跟他谈，同时跟两三个谈恋爱。
We cannot just fall in love with whoever we see and be in love with two or three people at the same time.
不能这样子的。
We cannot be like this.
不可以自作多情。
We cannot have so much emotions and love.
更不可以处处留情。
And just give them to everybody.
有的对这个留一点情，对那个留一点情，哇，很吃得开啊。
Some people give a little bit of love to this person and a little bit to another person. And
今天他请客，明天他请客。
And one day this person will take her out to dinner, and then other day another one.
一对三哦，可以应付得来啊！礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三再来四五六啊，天天都享受。
So I thought one person can go out with two or three people and I can handle all these and every day I can enjoy it with a
这种男孩子这种女孩子是最靠不住的
This type of boy or this type of girl, they're not reliable.
所以第一个要知道恋爱不是乱爱、啊、
So first we have to know to fall in love is not something casual.
好第二个
Secondly,
恋爱更不是性爱
Love is especially not lust.
有些人谈恋爱啊就想到性其他都没有了
And some people when they fall in love all they think about is sex
我爱她的身体
I love her body
其他我都不爱了
I don't love anything else about her
那这种人有
There is this type of
这种人呢、啊、在交往的时候就很随便了
And so doing a relationship they will be very casual
尤其现在的年轻人啊只要我高兴有什么不好的
Especially youth nowadays they want to do everything they like
只要我高兴我什么都可以做
as long as I'm happy I can do anything I want
但是谈恋爱却不可以
But for falling in love you cannot have this kind of attitude
不是只要你高兴哦如果你那个性爱啊你谈恋爱是谈性爱的话、哦、我劝你早一点停止了
It's not just the determinant is not whether you're happy or not if you have lust in your love and that's the only factor in your love thenI urge you to stop this relationship.
你看圣经呢、啊？圣经记在那个暗嫩，啊，暗嫩爱他玛。
Like in the Bible, records that Amnon loves Tamar.
爱他什么
？What does he love her?
爱他的肉体。
He loves her body.
爱他的曲线。
The curve.
爱他的头发。
Her hair.
其他他不用爱啊。
Does not love anything else about.
等到他用强而有力的身体去占有他的时候啊。他马上不爱了。
And when he used force to take her, then after that he stopped loving her.
所以撒母耳记下十三章这一段故事哈，尤其女孩子要特别注意啊。
Therefore, the story recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 13, the sisters should pay attention to this story.
假如谈恋爱的时候，那个男孩子啊，一天到晚毛手毛脚的哈，你就要赶快要拒绝了。
If when you're in love and this boy always tries to touch you, then you should refuse to go out with him again.
最好带一把小刀哈，如果太不像样，就刺他一把。
It's better that you bring a small knife when you go on your dates. If he crossed the line, then you can.
这样子他以后不敢。
Use a knife to cut him. Then he would not dare to do it again.
保障安全。
Then you will be in safety.
但是要小心，不要杀到那个动脉哈，那就静脉就好了啊。
But be careful, do not cut into the vein.
因为这个弄到动脉会出人命的、哦、
Because if it's an artery, he would die.
轻轻的划一刀啊。
So just cut lightly.
好，第三，恋爱跟迷恋不同。
Third point, love is different from infatuation.
这个迷恋哦是突然产生的。
Infatuation usually comes spontaneously.
是一种强制性的行为。
It's also coercive.
是自发的，是单向的。
It comes from oneself and it's one-sided.
有些人呢，其实是迷恋一个人。
Some people they are infatuated about someone.
可是他以为他在谈恋爱、啊。
But then he thought he was in love.
其实人家对方啊，根本一点都不爱他。
When in actuality the other party doesn't even return the feeling.
他一天到晚梦想那个人爱我。
And every day, this person would think the other person loves me.
每一次去教会，他眼睛都对着我。
You see, every time I go to church, this person looks at me.
其实人家是看后面那个你后面那个人呢、啊。
Actually, this person is just looking at someone behind you.
你还以为是看你啊
？And you thought he's looking at you.
不要这样了，自己抬高自己啊。
Don't think so highly of yourself.
那是迷恋。
That is infatuation.
啊，这个女孩子啊，很像我姐姐哦。
Look at this girl. She looks like my sister.
那因为我对我姐姐太好了，我姐姐对我太好了。
Because my sister has been too nice to me, and vice versa.
她一举一动啊，简直就是我的姐姐一样的。
And everything she does is just like my sister.
啊，就这一点呢，我就爱她了。
Because of this, I love her.
可是人家不爱你啊。
But she doesn't love you.
人家甚至讨厌你啊。
Maybe she even despises you.
这种单向的就是迷恋。
This kind of one-sided feeling is.
那这种迷恋如果没有互动的话，你就该早该停止了。
And if this kind of infatuation without interaction is not mutual, then you should stop.
要不然呢、啊，有一天你会发生问题哦。
Otherwise, one day there will be problem.
恋爱是两厢情愿的。
And to be in love, the two sides must be willing.
而且那种感情是升华的，是提升的。
And the feeling has to increase and become better.
不是沉沦的。
And should not fall.
所以不要迷恋。
Therefore, do not be infatuated about someone.
要等机会了，等机会。
Should wait for your chances.
第四。
Fourth point.
恋爱是一种倾慕，是一种爱慕，一种高尚的情愫。
Love is admiration and affection. It is a noble expression.
其实这个恋爱的爱呀，是很高级的。
In actuality, the love of when you fall in love, this kind of love is of high level.
你看世界上有很多故事啊，宁愿美人不爱江山呢。
Therefore, there are many stories in this world that a lot of heroes they choose the beautiful woman over the whole nation.
为着爱私奔呢。
And for love, they could elope.
其实啊，真正的恋爱是非常高级的。
In actuality, the real kind of love is of very high level and very noble.
我们看雅歌八章七节哈。
Let's read Song of Songs.
这里谈到那个
Song chapter 8 verse 7.
很神圣的爱哈。雅歌八章七节。
Song of Songs chapter 8 verse 7. Here it records a type of love that's very noble.
请你念一下。
Verse 7, many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. If one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned.
爱呀，像死那么刚强。
Love is as strong as death.
爱，重水不能熄灭。
Is it verse
重
火第六节吗？
第六节吗？
我刚念第七节。
啊？是吗？我不知道。嗯。
谁要念第？
大水也不能淹没。
So please read.
应该七节吧。
Verse six and seven.
这两句话在谈这个真正的爱哈，大水大火都没办法。
Here it discussed that the true type of love cannot be quenched by fire or water.
任何财产也不能换这个真正的爱情，不能买呢。
No wealth can buy this kind of true love.
所以我们说谈恋爱这个爱呀，应是一种非常非常高级的情感。
Therefore, we say this kind of love is a very noble type of expression.
比如说雅各爱拉结
For example, Jacob's love Rachel.
这个故事我们应该很清楚了哈。
We should all be very familiar with.
就是创世纪二十九章这个故事。
This is in Genesis chapter 29.
当雅各到舅舅的家。
When Jacob went to the house of his uncle.
看到他的舅舅有两个女儿。
He saw that his uncle has two daughters.
大姐叫利亚。
And the first daughter's name is.
小妹叫拉结。
The younger daughter, her name is Rachel.
可是啊，雅各。就是爱这个妹妹拉结
，But Jacob only loves the younger one, Rachel.
我们中国话有一句叫做“一见钟情”，就是这个雅各的例子。一见钟情。
In Chinese, love at first sight. This is the example of Jacob. She loved Rachel at first sight.
就是凭第一个印象，见机之面就爱上她了。
From the first impression, the first time he saw this person, he fell in love.
而且他这个爱哈不是乱爱哦。
And this kind of love is not casual.
他保持啊非常高水准的爱。
He kept it at a noble level.
后来经过舅舅的同意。
And later, with the agreement of his uncle.
他要做七年的苦工啊，才能够得到这个妻子。
He has to serve his uncle for 7 years in order to win Rachel.
那圣经特别记载说，雅各因为爱拉结。就看七年如同几天呢
？And the Bible says because of his love for her, he sees these days as these years as a few days.
而且这七年当中啊，感情一直不变。
And the 7 years he never changed his feeling towards her.
So 经得起考验的爱情。
So this type of love can withstand the test of time.
那个时候他们还没有结婚哦。
At that time they were not married.
那就是恋爱。
And that is in love.
而且是长跑七年
，and it's a long time for 7 years long.
所以，如果你对这个对一个人真的有爱慕的话
，therefore you really have the feeling of love, admiration, and
你要学习雅各放在心里
You have to learn from Jacob and put it in your heart.
然后把这件事放在祷告之中。
And put it in your prayer.
由神来带领你。
And let God guide you.
这样子啊，才能够合乎神的旨意的。
Only by doing so, it will be according to the will of God.
好，可以谈恋爱吗？
So is it okay to fall in love?
我的回答在第五点啊，大家注意看。
My answer is in point five.
说只要两情相悦。
So as long as love is mutual.
而且那个过程啊是很正当、很理智的。
And the process is proper and sensible.
而且啊不是朝三暮四、换来换去。
And it should not be unstable, should not be fickle, and just changes.
也不是见一个爱一个，见一个丢一个，不是。
And it's also not just love everyone you see and then change it to the next person.
那么这一种恋爱应该是无可厚非的。
Then this kind of love is blameless.
也就是说，这种爱情啊，这种恋爱也不需要去责备的。
This means that this kind of love we do not blame them for falling in
love. 就是说，没有什么不对的。
It means there's nothing wrong with this kind of love.
我的回答是这样子啊。
This is my answer.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
我没有说可以，我也没有说不可以，啊。
I do not say it's okay to fall in love or not.
所以，可不可以谈恋爱呢？你看第五条是我的回答，啊。
So whether you can fall in love or not, point five is my answer.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
不同意的话可以修正，来。
If you do not agree, you can correct me.
啊，哎，有人点点头说同意的，
Some not.
所以将来你们谈恋爱一定要保持这个原则。
So in the future, when you fall in love, you have to follow these standards
and principles. 一定要两情相悦，两个人都喜欢哦。
It must be the feeling must be mutual.
而且是很正当，不是偷偷摸摸的。
It must be proper, should not be behind.
所谓正当，就是爸爸妈妈都知道了。
Proper means that parents of both sides know about.
而且很理智，就是不是重感情的啊，不是动不动就要。进一步来不可以。
And sensible means you're not emotional and you're stable. You don't always want to go to the next step.
而且不是年初一个，年头换一，年尾又换一个的，不是这样子的。
Also means that you do not constantly change your partner.
把这个事放在祷告之中，我想应该是没有什么好责备的事。
And if we put this in our prayer, then I think this kind of relationship is blameless.
不过我们要知道恋爱的优缺点啊。
But we also must know the pros and cons of.
因为有些人恋哈、啊、谈恋爱啊谈得不好。
Because some people they do not treat. This relationship with the correct.
有些人经过恋爱这个阶段呢、啊，也不错。
Some people after they experience this stage of falling in
love,
they
have good experience. 所以啊，我们要把握这个恋爱的优点，啊，不要有恋爱的缺点。
Therefore, we must hold on to the advantages of being in love and do not.
哎，我们先看恋爱有什么优点。
And do not have the disadvantages. Let's see what are the advantages.
恋爱啊，使一个人呢喜欢整洁。
Love makes one desire cleanness.
啊，你有没有看到谈恋爱的男女啊？哇，特别干净啊。穿衣服啊，特别好看。
You see those who are in love, they love to be clean and they dress up properly.
有的男孩子哦，平常啊邋里邋遢的哦。
You see some brothers often they come out just.
谈恋爱的还会刮胡子哦。
And after they fall in love, they actually know how to shave.
他还会穿整齐一点，要不然呢，常常穿得很脏啊，很臭，臭男人啊。
And they learn to wear clean clothes. Otherwise, before they fall in love, they're always messy and they smell.
谈恋爱还会洗澡哎。
And after they fall in love, they start to shower.
还要喷喷香水啊。
And they wear some cologne.
女孩子要谈恋爱啊，哦，镜子前面一个，后面一个。左边右边哦，一直照啊。
And girls, when they fall in love, they have a mirror in front of them, another one behind them. They keep looking at themselves.
所以太谈恋爱一定很干净。
So when you fall in love, you'll be clean.
装扮得很漂亮，不错。
And you come out proper.
假如继续有这个谈恋爱的准备哈，这种整洁倒是不错。
Therefore, if you have prepared yourself to fall in love, this is actually one advantage that you can be clean.
还有很守时。
So you'll be punctual.
有些人的聚会常常迟到，谈恋爱不会迟到。
Some people they
约会不迟到的。
Some people they're always late for the service, but after they fall in love, they come to church on time.
你们注意看哦，那些聚会迟到的哈，谈恋爱啊不会迟到。
You see those who come to service late, they will not be late on their date.
这就是谈恋爱的优点呢、啊。
So this is one advantage.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲啊，你们来聚会就是要跟主耶稣谈恋爱啊，所以不能迟到耶。
So I said to brothers and sisters often that you come here to fall in love with Jesus, therefore you should not be late for service.
如果你常常迟到啊，人家男孩子女孩子都不高兴的啊。
If you are often late, then the other party will not be too happy about it.
而且谈恋爱的时候有活力，哇，精神很好。
And the person after they fall in love, they'll be lively.
没有看到人那谈恋爱打瞌睡的没有。
You not see people dozing off while they're on their date.
精神百倍啊。
And they will have lots of
积极进取
light in them, and they will be
年轻貌美
enthusiastic,
啊。
And they will look beautiful.
温柔体贴。
And be gentle and caring.
你有看到那个男孩子，有的是很懒惰，其实谈恋爱的时候好体贴哦。哎呀，我这个外衣啊，让你披好了。其实他自己冷得不得了啊，他披上去了。
You see some brothers, usually you see them, they're very lazy, but when they fall in love, they become very caring, and they, for example, would say, "Oh, you're so cold, you can have my jacket." Actually, they're so cold themselves too.
假如能够这样一直的保持下去，那多好啊！
So if you can keep to be like this forever, it would be great.
哎呀，谈恋爱啊，温柔可爱，特别是女孩子，特别温柔可爱。
And when you're in love, people become more gentle and cute, especially sisters.
所以谈恋爱的女孩子怎么看怎么好了。
So girls who are in love, no matter how you look at them, they are good.
怎么看怎么美。
And they're always beautiful.
真的呢，女孩子到了一定的年龄哦，怎么看怎么美。
And some girls, once they get into certain age, they
are beautiful no matter what. 看左边，看右边，看后面，通通美了。
Every angle, they're beautiful.
奇怪，这个神造人很奇妙的。
It's very strange the way God creates.
到了该结婚的时候啊，怎么看怎么美。
At the time of marriage, this person becomes beautiful,
都很吸引人，
no matter what.
很吸引人。
They're always attractive.
可是年纪一大哈，一点都不美。
But once they're of old age, they're not beautiful at all.
所以不得已啊，要解点领带，要不然呢、啊，很丑啊。
So I have to put a tie, otherwise I will look ugly.
希望借这个领带啊，加一点点美。
And hopefully this tie will let me look handsome.
可是年轻人啊，怎么看怎么美，不必装扮也很美。
But the youth, they always look beautiful, no matter, even if they don't.
还有很健康，很喜乐，啊。
And also they're always joyful and healthy.
这是恋爱的优点。
This is the advantage of being loved.
可是啊，谈恋爱也有它的缺点哦。
But there are also disadvantages.
首先呢，令人盲目。
It makes people blind. That's the first one.
只见优点，不见缺点。
Only sees the strengths, but not the weaknesses.
这个谈恋爱的人呢、哦，好像眼睛瞎了一样啊。
So those who are in love, they're like blind.
明明他脾气不好。
Even that person has bad temper.
明明知道这个女孩子脾气不好，但是很可爱呀、啊，好像在撒娇哎。
See, it's obvious that the sister has bad temper, but the brother who is in love would say, "Oh, she's so cute."
那是因为你在谈恋爱看他发脾气好像很可爱，你到结婚以后说，哎呀，一点都不可爱啊！啊
，That's because you're in love. So when she's angry, you think she's cute, but after marriage, you think otherwise.
所以吼、哦，恋爱使人盲目啊。
Therefore, love makes you blind.
因此，人家说恋爱的时候要睁开眼睛呢、啊。
Therefore, people tell us when you're in love, you have to open your eyes.
然后结婚以后就闭上眼睛了。
And after you married, you close your eyes.
结婚以后就闭上，不要再看了，差不多了啊。
After you're married, just close your eyes, stop looking.
但是婚前呢，你要睁大眼睛看看有什么缺点，把它看出来。
But before marriage, you have to open your eyes wide.
如果你还欣赏，那你就去爱吧。
And observe all the shortcomings, and if you still love this person, then continue.
既然结婚了，就要装瑕做浓了啊。
But once you're married,
好像聋子，好像瞎子，都听不见，看不见了。
Once you're married, you have to be like.You're blind or deaf, so you don't hear anything that's bad about them or see anything.
要不然呢，你会后悔一辈子，你会生气一辈子啊。
Otherwise, you'll regret for the rest of your life. You'll be angry for the rest of your life.
还有，缺点就是饮食起居不正常。
And another disadvantage that you will not have a regular schedule.
一高兴了拼命吃，不高兴了都不吃。
And when you're happy, you eat a lot. When you're depressed, you don't eat at all.
会做白日梦。
And also, you will start daydreaming.
白天常常做梦。
During the daytime, you start.
一梦就是梦到他。
And every time you dream about this person.
电话来了，马上抓起来。
When the phone rings, you pick it up immediately.
原来是警察，我以为是他嘞。
Oh, it's the police. I thought it was him.
时时刻刻他常常讲讲想到那件事嘛。
Every second you think about that person.
心神不宁啊，会财会食啊。
You cannot concentrate and you spend a lot of wealth and your time on.
你有没有看到男孩子、啊、他谈恋爱是很大方哦
？You see some brothers when they're in love, they are very generous.
其实啊，可以喝一杯咖啡哈、啊，很简单的就好。他要那个高级的咖啡厅啊，一杯咖啡啊，50块加币、啊。
So actually, if you can just have a coffee together, a cup of coffee together is very nice.
50块加币，女孩子才喜欢呢。
Just regular cup, but they want something that's very luxurious, like a 50 bucks.
为什么买这么贵的咖啡？没有，简单呐、啊，那个便宜。
Like $50 a cup, and you ask like, why do you buy such expensive coffee? He's like, oh, this is just it's not expensive at all.
这个中国人叫打肿脸充胖子。
In Chinese people, it says you just to pretend that you're okay.
谈恋爱才会这么笨呢、啊。
Only when you're in love, you'll be so stupid.
就是一杯啊，一块钱就好了。
It's just one cup of coffee, $1.
他要偏偏要去那个高级的50块的。
But he will insist to go to these good restaurants and buy you a cup of coffee for $50.
还有啊，很会时间。
Also, it's very time-consuming.
很多宝贵时间都浪费了。
And you spend a lot of your valuable time.
所以哈、哦，学生时代啊，最好不要谈恋爱。
Therefore, when you're still a student, do not fall in
love. 你会发。啊、花很多时间呢、啊，你功课就会退步了。
You spend a lot of time at this, and then you would not do so well academically.
啊，更可怕的是自私啊，狭隘。
And what's worse is that you become more selfish.
你在谈恋爱的时候啊，你那个女朋友跟别人讲话，我、哦、不得了了，好像是你的，那人家不能跟别人讲话吗？
And when you're in love, for example, your girlfriend talks to someone else, you get really angry and make a big scene out of it. It's like she's yours, she cannot talk to anybody.
那个男孩子还跟别人讲个话，气得不得了。
If your boyfriend talks to somebody else, you're so angry and you pout whole day.
后来才知道，人家那个讲话那个是他姐姐呀、
啊。And you later find out that's just his sister.
你这样生气啊，反正那个姐姐更不高兴啊、哦，那个人不行了。
And because you get mad at them talking, then his sister might not like you anymore.
好，如果失恋呢
？If you
失恋了
love,
我们知道谈恋爱不一定成功哦。
If your heart is broken, you know that sometimes when you're in love with someone, it does not mean you always. If does not mean you will always be successful, maybe one day you'll break up.
有没有看过失恋的人呢、啊？失神落魄、啊。
You see those who are heartbroken.
饭也不吃了。
They have.
书也不读了。
They feel lost. They lack appetite.
整天呢、啊，痴痴呆呆的。
And they stop studying, and every day they just stare.
那就非常不妙了。
And that's not a good sign.
如果你看到一个男孩子吃香蕉皮呀、啊，就是失恋了。
If you see a brother eating the skin of the banana, then you know he was heartbroken.
我们台湾的青年呢、啊，如果失恋是吃香蕉皮的。
In Taiwan, the youth, if they're heartbroken, they eat the skin of the banana.
加拿大的人失恋吃什么？什么状况
？What do you eat when you feel heartbroken?
日本人呢、啊，失恋是理头发、理光光的。
In Japan, if they fall out of love, they're heartbroken, then they shave.
为什么失恋会吃香蕉皮呢？
Why is it that when you're heartbroken, then you start to eat the skin of banana?
因为痴痴呆呆啊，香蕉吃啊，剥啊，把香蕉丢掉，皮一直吃、啊，失恋嘛，是不是？
Because you lost your senses, so you keep thinking about this, and you're so sorrowful, and so you peel the banana, and you throw the banana away, and you eat the skin.
那日本人为什么理头发？
And why in Japan they shave their head?
因为失恋啊，看破红尘啊，理光光的了。这个得不到哈，我这一辈子不结婚了。
Because they're heartbroken, then they don't want anything else in this world anymore. So they shave their heads, and I can't get this person. Then for my whole life, I will not marry again.
所以你注意看呐、啊，哪一个人在吃香蕉皮呀、啊，或者理光头，你要好好去问他，到底发生什么事、啊。
So pay attention if you see someone eating the skin of a banana or they shave their head. You should ask, "Are you okay? Something happened?"
这个不算光头了，你还有头发。光头是光光的呢，还好像和尚那样子。
For that brother, that's not bold. Bold is like completely.
好，现在我们谈第六段恋爱跟约会。
And sixth section, love and dating.
谈恋爱一定会约会。
If you fall in love, you will date.
啊，这个约会要注意了哦。
And when you date, you have to be very careful.
因为恋爱要通过约会才能够见面，才能够谈话，才能够了解啊。
And through dating, that when you're in love, you'll be able to meet, talk, and understand each other.
那么同样是约会，有一种是非固定的约会。
And dating, there's two types. One is irregular, steady form of dating.
就只有你们两个人。
And just the two of you.
而且常常。
And it happens quite often.
而且大家都知道，哎，他们两个。
And everybody knows that you're a couple.
啊，既然呢、啊、有约会。
And since you date.
我们就要注意了。
Then you must be careful.
注意这个婚姻的承诺。
You must take note of the promises of marriage.
因为稳定性的约会哈，一定会谈到婚嫁的问题了。
Because if you have a steady type of relationship and you date,
那你就要考虑到你们双方是不是接纳了。
Then you will discuss about marriage one day. Then you have to consider
whether you. 所谓接纳，包括它的优点跟缺点。
Whether you accept each other and accept this concept, and this includes their strengths and weaknesses.
当一对年轻人要谈恋爱的时候，你就要考虑到他的优点、他的缺点，我都要接纳，你才能爱哦。如果你接纳优点不接纳缺点哦，你就要停止了。
When two youths wants to fall in love, they must consider whether they can accept this person's good point and also bad points. If you cannot accept both of these, then you should not.
因为我这个人呐、啊，本来就有优点有缺点呐、啊。
Because as a person, I have some good points and I also have shortcomings.
那你爱我，就要接受我的优点跟缺点。
And so if you love me, you have to accept my good points and also my shortcomings.
你爱我，不能单单接纳我的优点，而不原谅我的缺点。
If you love me, you cannot only accept my good points and does not forgive me my shortcomings.
我长得很美丽。
If I'm very handsome.
但是我脾气不好。
I'm bad-tempered.
你要不要我？
Do you still want me?
你要我，你就要接纳我的漂亮，同时接纳我的坏脾气。
If you want me, you have to accept my good looks and also my bad temper.
我很有钱。
I'm very wealthy.
但是我很懒惰。
But I'm very lazy.
如果你爱我。
If you love me.
你爱我很有钱。
You love my wealth.
同时你要知道我是很懒惰。
At the same time, you have to know I'm very lazy.
我不能单单爱我的钱，不爱我的懒惰。
You cannot just love my money, but not my laziness.
所以我们说这个谈恋爱、结婚，谈到结婚的问题啊，一定要考虑到双方的优缺点都要去接纳。
So when we discuss about marriage, when two couples are dating, then they have to accept both their good points and shortcomings.
但是哈、哦，有的人呢、啊、就看优点不看缺点。
But some people they only look at the good points and does not see.
所以结婚以后才开始后悔。
And so after they get married, they start to regret.
这个时候啊，来不及了。
And if you, at this point, it's too late.
因为我有缺点呐、
啊。Because I have shortcomings.
我有很多优点呐、
啊。I also have many good points.
你既然爱上我。
Since you fell in love with me.
那我全部的优点缺点，你通通要照收啊。
All my good points and my shortcomings, you have to accept all of them.
所以我们才说婚前要考虑清楚，就是这个缘故。
This is why we say before marriage you have to consider this issue.
好，在恋爱约会的时候有几项要注意的事。
And when you're in love, when you're dating, there are things to keep in mind.
第一个要保持距离。
You must maintain your distance.
以策安全。
To be safe.
哎，我们有那个 bus 哈，那个。公共汽车，公共车哈，
在
后面都有一句话：保持距离，以策安全。
Our public transportation, the bus, they have a sign in Taiwan. They have a sign on the back, so keep your distance for safety reasons.
因为距离太近会撞上去啊。
Because if too close, then you hit each other.
所以在谈恋爱的时候，约会的时候要保持一定的距离。
Therefore, when you're dating, you have to maintain distance.
要互相尊重。
You must respect.
因为你们不是结婚呢、啊。
Because you're not married,
也没有订婚呢、
啊、，you're not engaged,
所以不可越轨啊。
Therefore, you cannot cross the line.
而且啊，要非常谨慎的去考虑。
And you must give careful consideration.
还要多祷告。
You must pray.
最后呢，还要接受辅导。
And lastly, you have to undergo
我不知道加拿大的教会怎么样了哈。
I don't know about Canadian churches.
美国总会啊。他们对一对青年男女要结婚呢、啊，一定要辅导五个小时，婚姻辅导五个小时。
USGA they set up a rule that before a young couple is to marry, they have to give them counseling for 5 hours.
比如说，将来我要为你们证婚。
For example, I'm to conduct the marriage.
这个传道会要替你证婚的。
This preacher is to conduct your marriage.
那么你们两个呢，在婚前要接受这个传道五个小时的婚姻辅导。
Therefore, before your wedding, you have to accept 5 hours of counseling from this preacher.
那台湾是没有这样子做。
In Taiwan, we do not have.
台湾是集体辅导。
In Taiwan, it's in a group.
比如说这个教会或是这个区啊，有五对要结婚。
For example, in this church, in this area, there are 5 couples waiting to get married.
那就把这五对都召集过来。
Then they call all these 5 couples together.
然后啊，由这个传道人啊，这个弟兄姐妹来辅导这一对。
So the preachers can give counseling to all these couples
together. 有
些啊
是分开辅导，有些是合起来辅导的。
Some of these counseling sessions are separate, and some are in groups.
那么在接受这个辅导之后，如果你考虑不可以，你也可以停止了。
So after you receive these premarital counseling, if you think that it's not good for you to proceed with the wedding, then you can also call off.
最后我们看第七啊，这个就来结束了哈。第七
Lastly, let's look at point 7.
恋爱跟婚姻啊。
Love and marriage.
我们念一遍哈。第一个就是恋爱不是结婚唯一的门。
First point, love is not the only door to marriage.
更不是万全的门。
And it's especially not the perfect door.
因为有些人呢、啊。没有经过恋爱就结婚呢
？Because some people they got married without going through the stages of being love and dating.
这个很多。
There are many examples.
尤其我们爸爸妈妈那一辈，特别是祖父祖母那一辈啊，很多都是没有恋爱就结婚的。
Especially the generation of our parents, they did not fall in love, they did not date, and they just married.
我也是经过介绍结婚的。我们没有谈恋爱啊
My marriage was introduced and arranged. We did not.
我们是结婚以后才开始谈恋爱。
We fell in love after marriage.
其实那种恋爱才是有味道的。
Actually, that kind of marriage is the best.
你没有结婚了、啊，怎么谈恋爱
？I mean, that kind of love is the best because if you have not married, how can you fall in love?
青年男女在谈恋爱都是虚空的啦。
So, when youth fall in love, it's meaningless.
没有建设性。
It's not constructive.
因为谈不到建设性的问题啊。
Because you cannot discuss about constructive
issues. 所以青年男女在谈恋爱，那就拿一朵花，哎呀，这个好美哦，对呀、啊，这个颜色我喜欢呢、啊，怎么谈也谈那一朵花，没有什么，谈老半天还是那朵花，啊。
So when youth are in love, you take a flower and say, "Oh, this flower is so beautiful. The color is so beautiful." All you can talk about is this flower.
真正准备结婚才谈恋爱。
When you're prepared to marry, then you fall in love.
那么那个爱很有内容。
Then this kind of love is full of content.
第二，恋爱不一定能够结婚。
Second point, love does not necessarily lead to marriage.
结婚也不一定美满。
And marriage may not lead to happiness.
不是每个谈恋爱的人通通能结婚的。
Not everyone who is dating can marry.
所以哈，不要以为谈恋爱就一定成功了。
Do not think if you fall in love, then it will be success in the end.
所以第三点说，恋爱是结婚的前奏曲。
So third point, love is prelude to marriage, and
也可能是变奏曲。
It can also be a turning point.
啊，前奏曲、变奏曲，知道啊
？You know about these, right?
我们要结婚的时候，嗦哆哆哆，嗦哆西哆，啊，前奏大家进来了。
So at the wedding ceremony, we play this tune, and
但是有时候是变奏曲啊，变调了。
But sometimes this change.
不恋爱还好。
If we did not date, we did not fall in love.
那因为谈恋爱了，糟糕了，现在怎么办呢？不能收拾啊。
But because you already fell in love and you dated, and now what do we do? You don't know how to handle this.
第四啊。
So the fourth.
恋爱还有哎，婚姻还有更安全、可靠、更美满。理想更蒙喜悦的门路，那就是亚当夏娃。
So fourth point, there is a more trusted, perfect, and ideal way according to God's will. That is the way taken by Adam and Eve.
那就是以撒跟利百加所走过的路。
That is the path that had been walked by Isaac and Rebecca.
亚当跟夏娃怎么结婚的
？How did Adam and Eve marry?
他们没有恋爱啊。
They did not fall in love.
亚当在睡觉。
Adam was asleep.
神啊，就把他拿个肋骨，拿些肉去招一个女人。
And God took his rib and some flesh.
然后把他带到亚当面前。
And God brought this woman in front of him.
亚当还是睡觉啊。
At that time, Adam was still asleep.
等到夏娃站在面前。
Until Eve was standing right in front of him.
他突然醒过来。
He suddenly woke up.
哎，就一见钟情了。
And it was love at first sight.
哪有时间谈恋爱？没有。
There was no time to have the long process of falling in love.
那这个哈，不是亚当迷迷糊糊哦。
This is not because Adam did not understand anything.
那是神安排的时间到了。
Because the time God chose has arrived.
本来夏娃就在旁边。
Eve was right by his side.
他睡觉没有不知道。
He was still sleeping. He did not know.
现在突然醒过来。
Suddenly he woke up.
所以有时候这个神安排婚姻哈。
So sometimes when God arranged marriage.
其实就在我的旁边呢。
Sometimes the person is right beside you.
但是时候没有到，所以你的眼睛没有明亮啊。
But the time has not come, so your eyes would not open.
等到时间到，你突然发现，哎，原来是他。
When the time is right, you suddenly realize this is the person God
chose for me. 原来他就是我的肋骨啊。
And this person is my rib.
那个突然醒过来，那是神的安排哦。
That sudden realization is the arrangement of God.
那至于利百加跟这个以撒。
And that's for Isaac and Rebecca.
他们是透过老仆人的介绍。
They were introduced through the arrangement of the old
servant. 加上以撒不断地在田间祷告。
And also the prayer of his father.
以及这个利百加的信心。
And also the faith of Rebecca.
所以他们没有经过谈恋爱就结婚了。
So they did not go through the process of being in love. They married instantly.
这在我们前一辈的很多的婚姻是这样子的。
So the last generation, there are many marriages happened this way.
我们有一位传道人
There's a preacher.
他结婚了。
He got married.
结婚那一天呢，他问我。
And on the day, on his wedding day, he asked me.
我那个今天要结婚那个太太是哪一个啊
？Which one is my wife?
因为整个有一部车子来啊，很多四十多个人一起来，都坐车子来，没有新娘礼车了，没有，
because、
就是坐游览车来的。
Because they came with a tour bus, so everyone came at the same time, including the bride.
他问我，我太太是哪一个
？So he asked me which one is my bride.
我说，你不是去相亲了吗
？He said, "Did you not go for this introduction meeting?"
我说有啦，那相亲，但是爸爸妈妈都在，传道也在，然后他拿一杯茶请我喝，他是这样，那我也是这样子，所以。是喝了一杯茶没有看到。
He said because during the introduction meeting, the parents were both side of the parents were there, so we did not really face each other. So even though she gave me a cup of tea, I still did not see her face.
所以结婚那一天还问我太太是哪一个。
Therefore, on his wedding day, he has asked me which one's my bride, which one's my wife.
然后我很肯定地告诉他，等一下穿新娘礼服站到你旁边，那个一定是的。
So I told him with confidence that the one who was dressed in the wedding gown and stood beside you later is the one.
果然被我猜中，那个是啊。
And surely I guessed right.
哎，真的有哎。
Seriously, this happened.
这个不是故事，是真的。
This is not a made-up story. This is real.
可是他们也很美满啊。
But they had a happy marriage.
几十年来都相安无事啊。
After so many years, they lived in harmony.
所以他曾经见证啊，我的家哈、结婚三十多年了。
He gave a testimony once that
我们都是相安无事。
My marriage, we married for 30 years or more, and we're always
大事我管，小事他管。
We're always in harmony. We had no conflict because I'm in charge of the bigger issues, and she's in charge of the smaller ones.
三十多年来，我们家都没有大事。
So for 30 years and more, there's no big events happened in my
life. 很平安了，对不对？我管大事，太太管小事。
I'm in charge of the big events, bigger issues.
三十多年了，通通没有大事。
And my wife in charge of the small ones, but 30 years, nothing big ever happened.
所以叫相安无事。
So we lived in harmony and there's no conflict.
婚姻不简单哦。
Marriage is not easy.
所以要睁大眼睛。
So we must open our eyes wide.
用头脑。
Use your brain.
加上双膝跪下来祷告。
And also kneel down on your knees.
其他的我们下个礼拜在安息日我想利用安息日来讲好了。
I think for the rest, I'll use next Sabbath to finish.
我们今天都到这里。
We end our class, our